speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome. On this Monday, February the 11th, 2019, I'm David Knight, your host. I have sad news to report today. We have Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina passed away. He's been in hospice. He was 76. He's been in hospice since the middle of January after he had a hip injury and a surgery in early January. His health declined. He's been a member of Congress for over 20 years. And Walter Jones represented one of these things that has become so rare that it is virtually non-existent in America anymore. An honest, genuine statesman. Was he wrong about some things? Absolutely he was wrong. You know, he was an early supporter, and he would admit it, early supporter of the Iraq War. He was the one who introduced the builder to get rid of the names of French fries and French toast. Ban that in the House cafeteria. We're going to call them Freedom Fries and Freedom Toast. And then he realized that the war in Iraq was wrong. And he became a very effective spokesman against that. He also realized that the lies about 9/11 had made freedom toast in our country. And he talked about that as well. When you're honest, you can be wrong about things. But there's always an opportunity to convince somebody, and an honest man, once he realizes that he was wrong, will come out and walk that back in a very, very big way. He always wrote letters to the people who were in his jurisdiction, when they died in wars. He said, I feel that it's a sacred responsibility that I have to communicate my condolences to a family. And it's a very special to me because it goes back to my regretting that I voted to go into the Iraq War. Well, we communicate our condolences to his family. He was a man of honor, a rare and vanishing commodity in Washington, D.C. Walter Jones passed away today. So sorry to hear that. In other news, we will be talking today about some groundbreaking news that came out from a German court. A decision about whether or not measles is a virus. Now, this was a challenge that was put out by a biologist. He put out a $100,000 challenge, said, prove to me that measles is a virus. And in the first two cases, the lower court just looked at one guy says, prove to me and I'll pay you $100,000. So one guy says, hey, I got a study right here. Says that measles are a virus. And the first judge just says, oh, he's got a study. Well, okay, he wins. And then the second appeal court just passed it along. And you had the LA Times and the establishment media just, look at this idiot. He doesn't think that measles are a virus. But then they got to the third court. And the third court has just delivered its opinion. And in that opinion, they actually looked at what the study said. And they said, well, there's not any proof here that it's a virus. There's just assertions that it's a virus. And they overruled the two earlier courts. Bottom line here, folks, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in detail. Bottom line is that calls into question their understanding of how to treat it. And it certainly calls into question their mandates of their prescribed treatments. We're also going to be talking about the Virginia governor. He doubled down on the craziness this weekend. He equated slavery to indentured servants in colonial Virginia. Talk about not knowing anything about history. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology, do they? We're going to talk about what the difference is between an indentured servant and a slave. Which category do you and I fall into today? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, February the 11th, 2019. As I said at the top of the hour, very sad to see that Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina has passed away. He represented his district in North Carolina for 20 years. In 2003, he was a very strong supporter of the Iraq War. By 2005, he realized that he had been lied to, had been deceived by the U.S. government. And he wrote a letter to President George W. Bush. He called on him to apologize for misinforming Congress so that he could win authorization for the war. Jones said, "If I had known then what I know today, I wouldn't have voted for that resolution." And of course, he also was part of the push to declassify the 28 pages from the 9/11 report where they said things about Saudi Arabia, that the establishment wanted to use the Saudis as the fall guys for 9/11, but then of course they didn't want anything to actually happen to them. Again, showing the collusion between the U.S. government and the Saudi criminals. And I mean by that, not 19 people, I'm talking about the Saudi regime itself that still exists today. And so he was part of the movement to release that information. You know, once somebody realizes that you've lied to us in a big way on big issues, then basically the cat is out of the bag. And that was the case with Walter Jones. Like many of you, once you realize that the government has lied to you about something that is very vital, very crucial for its own particular interest, then you don't take at face value the things that the government puts out there anymore. Walter Jones did not do that. He was a man of integrity. He became, after that deception, one of the most anti-war members of Congress. As antiwar.com points out, he was a consistent donor to them over the years. One of the most anti-war members of Congress, fighting for ending U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, and others. So he put his money where his mouth was. He put his votes there, and he pushed back against the lies of our government. Talk about conspiracy theories. You know, that's always the label that they use to try to discredit someone. Conspiracy theorist. Well, you know, we had a lot of conspiracy theories that got us into the Iraq War, didn't we? They were government conspiracy theories. They were basically just lies. We're going to talk a little bit more today. We spent a lot of time on Friday talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal. They tried to walk that back multiple ways over the weekend. We got some clips from Tucker Carlson and others where she's got her staff members lying about this. But, of course, we had already pointed out on Friday that she had done a reversal and contradicted herself on the very first day. One of the biggest things about the Green New Deal that was very important about the way she rolled it out, the specifics, the frequently asked questions. Are you going to get rid of all cars? Well, yeah, we're going to get rid of all cars except for electric cars. And we'll have to get rid of planes too because, you know, we're going to have zero emissions. And what she did was she explained it to everybody where this is ultimately leading. They're very upfront about what they're going to do. but they like to talk in code. They love to talk in abstracts. Well, we've got to get carbon emissions down to zero. Well, what does that mean? It means exactly what she said in her FAQ. It means that they are going to eliminate all internal combustion engines, including airplanes. You're not going to have transatlantic flights on electric planes. That is not going to happen. And they don't want you to see what the real consequences of this are. And yet, we can already see what's happening. All across Europe, you've got various towns that are banning internal combustion engines. First, they started with diesels, and they went for gasoline engines. They started coming up with the ultra-low emission zones if they didn't do an outright ban. They started charging congestion fees in an ultra-low emission zone. You're going to be prohibited from getting into these areas unless you've got an electric car. Then they came in the UK. They came out with more information saying, if you've got a hybrid car, we'll allow those for a few more years, but they're going to go on the ash heap of history as well, because they ultimately have an internal combustion engine as part of these hybrid cars in order to make them practical. And so this is where these people are going. And what AOC did was to spell it out. Because it's just like, well, I don't have a problem taking everybody's cars. I'll be able to get around. I'll have, you take everybody's guns. I'll still have bodyguards. You take everybody's cars. I'll still have my private jets and so forth. They'll make exceptions, of course, for them. Just like Harrison Ford has exceptions. As he goes to the World Government Conference and he lectures everybody about the dire consequences that are coming. He has several, I don't know, could call it a fleet, but he's got several private planes that he owns. He's going to jet to Dubai, I think is where they're having that one, to lecture everybody on climate change. That's the hypocrisy of all this stuff. But of course, they're not going to ban all private planes. They will have the private planes. They'll have the supercars, the hypercars. They will be able to do whatever they wish. It's just the rest of us that will be taken back into the Stone Age. This is the great leap forward of the progressives, which looks exactly like Mao's Cultural Revolution. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. And we talked about Walter Jones, a real man of integrity. Let's talk about the opposite side of the political spectrum. And of course, that would be Ralph Northam. Exactly the polar opposite of Walter Jones. And he had an interesting back and forth over the weekend when he was talking to Gayle King. And let's get video clip number two ready. And listen to when he says indentured servants. And he talks about how we're coming up to the 400th anniversary of indentured servitude. And she goes, well, you mean slavery? And what he says is black indentured servants. Absolutely total lies. As fake and as false as the information that was used to trick people of integrity, like Walter Jones into voting for the Iraq War. And so here's what he had to say with Gayle King. We don't have any sound on that. Can you guys back that up? Okay, let's get it now. Got the sound? Let's back it up. Let me know when you got that ready. But let's talk first about what an indentured servant really is. And it didn't happen in 1619. It actually happened in 1618. And what this indentured servitude really is, folks, it is a public-private partnership. That's how this began. These are people who signed up voluntarily. Now, that's completely different than chattel slavery, which is what happened to the black people. They were brought here against their will. And then there was no end to their slavery. It was a lifetime of slavery. Their children would remain slaves, their grandchildren, indefinitely. That was what was so evil about this. We've had various forms of slavery, but that was particularly evil because of that. But an indentured servant was somebody who didn't have any money, didn't have any capital, so they would pledge their labor. They would become servants. They would go into debt. Does that sound familiar? They would go into debt for a specific amount of time. But unlike you and I, there was an end to the bondage of these indentured servants. It was essentially at the beginning in 1618, it was paid for by the Virginia Company of London, which was, again, the crony capitalist organization that had been handed over the control of the property. So they really were the government. It's kind of like what's going to happen real soon with Google and other big corporations when they become the owners of the smart cities. You know, kind of like Sidewalk Labs in Toronto. They'll own the cities. They'll run the cities for the government. They'll give them a charter to run the cities. They'll give them a charter to run the transportation. I'll have two or three companies that'll own the transportation charter. But I'll break this down, how this evolved into a private-public partnership, and we will have that quote from Governor Ralph Northam, where he sticks his foot in it yet again. Gets deeper and deeper. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about that old hidey-ho, what's turned into essentially a minstrel show in Virginia. We've got not only the governor, but the attorney general. I thought it was interesting, and I tweeted this out once it started breaking about other people in the Democrat hierarchy who had done the blackface routine. And I said, it's kind of interesting. You remember, and I talked about this last week when it first broke. So you remember they had a couple of flyers that came out. The first flyer they had showed the governor, the black lieutenant governor, Fairfax, and then the attorney general, Herring. And it said, here's your Democrat team, blah, blah, blah. And the rest of the stuff was copied into a new flyer, verbatim, except what they did in the new flyer for certain areas of Virginia was to remove the black lieutenant governor's face, Fairfax. And then they said, and it was the same flyer, except instead of saying your Democrat team, what it said was Governor Northam and Attorney General candidate Herring. And now they're trying to remove Fairfax as well. In real life, it's not just blackface, it's two-faced. That is what the Democrat Party's problem is there. But he went on with Gayle King, CBS, and of course Gayle King is black, and he wanted to defend all of this. And basically what he had to say was, no, I'm staying because Virginia needs somebody who is courageous and honest and has integrity and so, you know, somebody like me. And what he was doing when he put out all those adjectives describing himself in glowing terms, he was setting up everything to attack Fairfax. Saying, oh, you don't want to get rid of me and get him in there because he's got multiple rape allegations against him. And it's kind of interesting to watch the Democrats squirm on a national level. I mean, Bernie Sanders last week, if you remember, he faked a phone call. I'm sorry, you know, I've got a phone call here. I can't talk to you. I can't answer some of those questions. he faked that. It took a very, very long time for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others to have anything at all to say about that. It's like, well, we really want to jump in there. And then they realize, hey, yeah, we still got a black lieutenant governor. So that'd be a win-win. We'd get rid of this guy and put the black lieutenant governor in there. So they realized that. Then they started attacking him in a way that they would never attack real Ku Klux Klan people like Robert Byrd. Remember how the Clintons celebrated him after he died? Remember how the Democrat Party never had a problem with him? And now Ralph Northam is acting exactly like Morris Deese of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Deese, of course, whose only involvement in the 1960s civil rights movement was to defend the Ku Klux Klan leader as the Ku Klux Klan beat people and burned buses in Birmingham, Alabama. It was Morris Deese, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who stepped up there because, you know, he's all about the prophets of hate. He prophesies hate everywhere he sees it. But when it comes to the prophet of hate, P-R-O-F-I-T, he likes that. That's why he that's why he is the other prophet of hate everywhere. He set out the entire civil rights movement. And then after it was all finished, he had been building after he defended the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham. Then he went into the direct mail business, and then he got back into politics and got back into racist politics on the other side once he set up the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he got the initial mailing list by working for the Clinton campaign. He said, I'll do this for free as long as you give me the Democrat Party mailing list. And that's what he did. He turned it into the Southern Poverty Law Center. But this is a guy who, like Ralph Northam, just thrives on race. And so Ralph Northam, hey, if it worked for Morris Deese, I'm sure I could do that as well. And here's what he had to say with Gayle King.
I know this has been a very difficult week for you in the state of Virginia, so where would you like to begin?
Well, it has been a difficult week, and you know, if you look at Virginia's history, we're now at the 400-year anniversary, just 90 miles from here. In 1619, the first indentured servants from Africa landed on our shores in Old Point Comfort, what we call now Fort Monroe. And while
also known as slavery.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
all right, he's still not telling the truth about anything. That had about as much relationship to the truth as his great deep admiration as he said to his wife, oh, what was that guy's name? That guy, you know, his black guy. Well, oh, Michael Jackson. Yeah, I just love Michael Jackson. And so he moonwalks through this interview with Gayle King. As I was saying before, indentured servants are not the same as slaves.
I know
slaves.
This has been a very difficult week for you in the state.
Why don't you hold that clip? We've already played that. The Virginia Company of London, as I was saying before, in 1618, not 1619, as he said, they needed to have labor. They had lots of land, but they had no labor to make money for them. So they went back to the old idea of medieval serfdom. They took people who had no money, no capital, and said, I'll tell you what, we'll get you a start in the new world. You want some freedom? You want a chance of getting a leg up economically? Well, just sign this contract for, you know, a year, 2 years, whatever. And we'll pay for your passage over there, and then you can work that off. Now, it wasn't working too well for what was essentially the government there. The Virginia Company was essentially the government. And so they came up with a private-public partnership idea. In 1620, they said, well, we're going to do this at public charge. But then after that, and as part of the 1618 charter, they came up with something called head rights. And that would give 100 acres of land to any planter who had been in the colony since 1616. And it would give 50 acres to anyone who covered the cost of transporting a new immigrant to Virginia. What does that look like? That kind of looks like an Elon Musk deal, doesn't it? Crony capitalism writ large, public-private partnership to screw the public. And so the government, which was essentially the corporation that was running Virginia. So I tell you what, we'll give you 50 acres of land. You pay for these people to come over. We'll make them your slave labor. And it was a very good deal for them. Wasn't such a good deal for the people who came over. They found that they kind of operated at the whims of the people who were running these plantations. Some of them were ruthless. Some of them were okay. Some of them were ruthless. Some of them didn't abide by the agreement. Some of them kept them in servitude for a very long time. They did not earn any money. So once they were freed, they were now in America, but still penniless, if in fact they were able to get free. People started to realize that wasn't a very good deal. And so by the end of the 1600s, they were having a real hard time getting any suckers to sign up to be indentured servants. That's when they began with the African slave trade. Just kidnap people. Bring them over here. Keep them slaves forever, which is really what these greedy corporations working with the government did. It was kind of a public-private partnership, and it continued on. And that's what he is still not willing to talk about. He's going to take them out of the wilderness of slavery and race relations. He's just the guy to do it, Ralph Northam. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in a bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. with 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply. This is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I think nothing describes what we're seeing from the Green New Deal people better than this. I just have to read this to you. I'll tell you who wrote it in just a moment. When we talk about the Green New Deal, here's what they have to say. They constantly proclaim that they're chosen by destiny to bring salvation to this world. They claim they're the leaders of the creative youth who are fighting against their outlived elders. They bring a new culture, which is going to replace dying Western civilization. They want to give the coup de grace to liberalism and to capitalism. They want to overcome immoral egoism by altruism. And they plan to replace the anarchic democracy of order and organization with socialism. Their war is not a war for territorial expansion or for loot or hegemony like the imperialistic wars of the past, but it is a holy crusade for a better world to live in. Eh, that's why they keep going back to FDR, right? Oh, yeah, look at that. It's like the FDR thing. Oh, we can build planes and all this. Well, you know, this is a war, an existential war. Going back to what he wrote here. He said they feel certain of their victory because they're convinced that they're born by the wave of the future. The whining and the crying of impotent old men, they say, is futile. It will not stop the victorious advance of youth. No one can stop the wheel of history or turn back the clock of time. And the success of this propaganda is overwhelming. People do not consider the content of the new gospel. They merely understand that it's new and they want to believe in this, in its justification. They join the chorus. They decry the shortcomings of the capitalist civilization. They speak in elated enthusiasm of the achievements of the autocrats. Nothing is more fashionable today than slandering Western civilization. Now, who was it that said that? And when did they say that? That was written by Ludwig von Mises, a critic of socialism. As a matter of fact, he wrote a very thick book, just called it Socialism. He just nails it to the wall. But there he was specifically talking about, this is something that he wrote in 1940. Oh, does that sound like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her cohorts and the Democrat candidates for presidency? Every single one of them? Yeah, sure, of course. They are chosen by destiny to bring salvation to the world. They're going to replace dying Western civilization. Of course, the problem is that, yeah, it's all these old white ideas, and we need some new red ideas. That's really what it is. Communism, it's Marxism. He said that, and I didn't read the very beginning of it. In 1940, it was von Mises who wrote, Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini constantly proclaimed that they are chosen by destiny to bring salvation to the world. Now it's AOC and the Democrat candidates for president that do that, that are always saying that. And he goes on to say, after that, he said, this mentality has made it very easy for Hitler to gain his victories. The Czechs and the Danes capitulated without a fight. Norwegian officers handed over large sections of their country to Hitler's army. The Dutch and the Belgians gave in. After only a short resistance, the French had the audacity to celebrate the destruction of their independence as a national revival. And, of course, we look in Britain at the time. You had the guy who was going to become king, or who did become king, King Edward, who abdicated for to marry the divorcee. But the real issue was that he was a Nazi sympathizer. As a matter of fact, if you an excellent reinterpretation and kind of a modern milieu of Richard III was done by Ian McKellen, and he shows 1930s England. You know, he has the Shakespeare play Richard III, but Richard III is actually played by Ian McKellen, and he's actually a British royal who has bought into German fascism. So he's got the uniforms that look very much like Hitler's uniforms, which was what Churchill and many were worried was going to happen with Edward. It was one of the key reasons why he was pushed out. But he went on to say Hitler didn't have, he says, does not have, because he's writing this in 1940. Hitler doesn't have a secret weapon at his disposal. He doesn't owe his victory to an excellent intelligence service, which informs him of the plans of his opponents. Even the much talked about fifth column was not decisive. He won because the supposed opponents were already quite sympathetic to the ideas for which he stood. Only those who unconditionally, unrestrictedly consider the market economy as the only workable form of social cooperation are opponents of totalitarian systems, and only they are capable of fighting them successfully. Do you think we're going to hold off Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with big government Republicans? Absolutely not. There's absolutely no way that we can do anything other than maybe slow them down a little bit. But they will ratchet up their system one way or the other if we don't offer a free market system. The crony capitalism that's out there, or they like to call it some of these aspects, surveillance capitalism, that's a new term they're floating around. Yeah, as long as we've got Republicans who act like authoritarians and work with corporations to set up a surveillance system. You know, it kind of goes back to what they did with indentured servitude in Virginia. Yeah, you got the government and some people who can make some money off of it. They come up with a deal. Tell you what, we'll give you some money here. You know, you make slaves out of these people, and there'll be a lot of profit in that for you. And that's what's really there behind surveillance capitalism. But who is paying for the surveillance capitalism? How is that possible? Well, that surveillance capitalism, what the Democrats don't want to tell you, is driven by the government. It's driven by the military-industrial complex. They are funding it. They're supporting it. They're profiting from it. That's what they want. And these people get paid off, just like Hitler paid off the big corporations to create the barcodes to track prisoners, to create the gas to kill prisoners, to make the trains run on time. He said, hey, Stalin confiscated all these industries. That's his big mistake. He can't operate that stuff. He doesn't know how to run it. He said, I don't let these, that'll be the last thing I do after they've helped me to conquer everybody else, and I'll just slit their throats. That was the difference between National Socialism and Soviet Socialism. It's a distinction, not a real difference, isn't it? And one last thing that von Mises had to say in 1940 about the Green New Deal, because it is just as authoritarian as what Hitler and Stalin were pushing through. They want to have centralized control, centralized planning that has never worked. They may talk about it being 10 years out, but of course it's going to be a 5-year plan. I was absolutely amazed when I was driving into work, I think it was Friday morning, I heard somebody talking about the agricultural bill and how they were changing it. Agricultural bills and subsidies have typically worked out on a 1-year basis type of thing. They wanted farmers to buy into a 5-year plan. Where does that come from? Well, we got our Department of Agriculture, our agricultural system, the feds, who has set up as part of this New Deal. They got involved in agriculture in a big way. And started dictating as to what people could grow, subsidizing things and so forth. But now they're going into a 5-year plan, and they're telling the farmers, you decide what you're going to do, and you're going to be stuck with that for 5 years. Farmers aren't too happy about the fact they're going to be stuck into that plan for 5 years. Because that's another aspect of socialism. Besides the failure of centralized control, it is sclerotic. It is a hardening, like a hardening of the arteries. Kind of freezes up, and it isn't flexible. It doesn't have any feedback like a market system does. He said those who want socialism intend to bring to their country the system which Russia and Germany enjoy. He's writing this in 1940. To favor interventionism means to enter a road which inevitably leads to socialism. He also wrote the road to, actually that was Hayek, wrote the road to serfdom. But we've seen where this goes. Look at East Germany versus West Germany. Or look at North Korea versus South Korea.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. There's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. Then we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart, these are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink, super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Into this interesting court case going back and forth in Germany. You had a couple of German courts. There was a challenge that was put out by a biologist saying, prove to me that measles is caused by a virus and that you've got the right kind of treatment with the vaccinations. But basically, he wasn't, it does call into question what is being done with the vaccines, but he was just saying, prove to me that it's a virus. That was it. 100,000 euros, which is about $106,000. He had an individual take him up on that and present a study, and the court said, okay, there's a study. Pay up $100,000. He appealed. The next court said, yeah, he's got a study, $100,000. But now they went to the German Supreme Court, and they ruled in favor of the biologist. And we're going to tell you the back and forth of that, what that may or may not mean. That is also coming up, but I want to talk a little bit more about socialism and the lying tactics that we have seen from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And as I said last week, I don't even know that she occasionally uses her cortex, but she's got a lot of people around her that are lying. She jumped the shark in terms of spelling out in their frequently asked questions. She spelled out exactly what this Green New Deal is going to mean. Yes, it is going to mean no airplanes for you, no cars for you. They will still have their cars, their airplanes, but they're going to have the rest of us suffer the austerity of socialism, the impoverishment of socialism. These authoritarian central planners have got a lot of big ideas that they want to ram down your throat. Before we get back to that, and I want to show you what she did over the weekend. After this program, she actually had, they're now out there. I played on Friday the clips where she went on with NPR in the morning and said, yeah, it's going to require massive intervention in the economy, restructure. Oh yeah, absolutely. That's part of it. She says that on NPR. And then later in the afternoon, not even 12 hours later, she goes on MSNBC and they go, well, you know, this is going to be massive restructure. Oh, that's just a Republican trick. That's just dirty tricks. That's just lies out there by the Republicans about that. And then they say the same thing about the entire FAQ that they had put on her website. But that's okay. We got the Wayback Machine. We know what she said. And we actually know who posted it as well. And it wasn't President Trump. And it wasn't the GOP. That's a conspiracy theory by the Democrats. I find it kind of interesting that whenever the truth about Democrats gets exposed, you know, kind of like the truth about the Democrat National Committee, the DNC. Remember when we had that truth bomb dropped on them? What did they do? They said, well, this is a conspiracy theory. Where did this come from? That was the red herring that they drug across there, the whole Russian investigation. They invented that in order to distract you from the information they put out there, that they had rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. And now AOC, when she gets caught telling the truth and revealing the truth about where these green people are going, they don't want you to see that. They don't want a pushback like they've already got in France. And so when the truth about what they're doing gets revealed, now they're going to offer up a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's those Republicans. They're putting out fake news about this. No. It's lies coming from them. Before we get to that, real quickly, I want to remind you of what funds this broadcast, and that is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got some great specials there right now. We have a Brain Synergy Combo, my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus. You can get 50% off in combo with Turbo Force. You can find that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Ultimate Bone Broth. It's an update to our classic InfoWars Life formula. It is powerful. Super nutrients that you'll find in bone broth, and that is now available at 50% off. We also have a couple of silver sol technology formulas that use nano silver. One of them is the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. The other one is the Immune Gargle Multipurpose Spray. You can get those two together at 40% off. Again, you can find that all at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just talking about the description that was written, let's see, what would that be? Almost 80 years ago by, Ludwig von Mises, written in 1940. He was talking about Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. But he said, look at this. They say they're chosen by destiny to bring salvation to the world. They're going to get rid of dying Western civilization. That's the Democrat Party today, isn't it? This is a holy crusade for a better world. Yeah, that was what Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini were putting out there with their versions of socialism. Yeah, there were minor variations in it, and now we've got a minor variation. But the essence is the socialism. The essence is the command and control. The essence is the fact that they want to fundamentally remake society and put themselves in charge to dictate and to direct the economy however they want it to go. As you pointed out, it was propaganda. They were saying that it was capitalism and Western civilization that had to go, and they were going to direct it for the betterment of mankind. And he went on to say, the progressives who today, and he was writing in 1940, the progressives who today masquerade as liberals may rant against fascism, yet it is their policy that paves the way for Hitlerism. In 1940, he wrote that. Very, very true today. He says, the usual terminology of political language is stupid. What is left and what is right? Why should Hitler be right and Stalin, the temporary friend, be left? Who is reactionary? Who is progressive? All these labels. Folks, all of this red and blue stuff, that is gaslighting. Don't buy into those labels either. They've got lots of labels. That's how they win the argument, with their labels, even with the color labels. Because they've always embraced red. And when you see this Green New Deal, folks, this is, green is really red. It really is red. That's the real purpose of this. It is a red old deal. These are old lies being recycled by AOC and by all these Democrat presidential candidates who have signed onto this. By Markey, Senator Markey, who was selling us lies about the environment for a long time, as he was experimenting, you know, working with Lisa Jackson to experiment there, the EPA, right there in North Carolina where I was. They were experimenting on humans so that they could banish all forms of internal combustion engines. They were advertising for people who had respiratory issues, who had heart issues. They exposed them to what they said were 70 times the maximum amount level that anybody should be exposed to that, trying to create a problem. And they did create some problems. And that's what drew some attention to that. But they never stopped it. We tried to stop that kind of human experimentation, but they don't They didn't stop it. They just continued on with it. These are the people who have your best interests at heart. These are the people who want you to have a right to clean, healthy air and all these other things that they're going to give away. And as von Mises pointed out in 1940, he said, who is nationalist? Those who want to bring their nation under the heel of the Nazis, or those who want to preserve its independence? And for that, we can just substitute the globalists, because the globalists are the people who want worldwide hegemony today. He said, what would have happened to Western civilization if its people had always shown such a liking for things simply because they're new? Suppose they'd welcomed as a wave of the future Attila and his Huns. Or the creed of Mohammed. Oh, yes, well, we are welcoming that as wonderful and new, aren't we? He would have enjoyed to see what happened today. He said they, too, were totalitarian, and they had military successes to their credit, which made the weak hesitate and get ready to capitulate. What mankind needs today, he said in 1940, is liberation from the rule of nonsensical slogans. Today we call it the Green New Deal. And a return to sound reasoning. Absolutely right. And it's very appropriate that this year is the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party USA, as WND points out. We found when the Soviet Union collapsed, when the communists lost power in Russia, documents came out that showed that the Communist Party USA had been funded by the Soviet Union. Created by them, funded by them throughout all those years. For the last 35 years, the Communist Party of the United States hasn't run a presidential candidate. Why would they? Why would they want to get in the way of the Democrats? Here's the slogan today of the Communist Party USA. People and planet before profits. Doesn't that sound like the Democrat candidates for president? Why would the communists? They don't have to. They don't want to get in the way of these people. These people are doing it for them. Communist, socialist, it doesn't matter. And we've seen what this looks like. Again, we still have the example of North versus South Korea, if you want to know how this is going to pan out. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I spent so much time talking about Alexandria Occasional Cortex and about the lies. We're going to get into that yet again, because they kept doubling down on that. They don't want you to understand what this is really about. And quite frankly, if we try to fight these people with half measures like the establishment Republican Party, we will not win. We will lose. You have to have people who are going to be hardcore about liberty. The choice is not the Green New Deal or the establishment Republicans. That is a choice that is going to destroy this country. The choice is between the Green New Deal and free markets and individual liberty and freedom of movement. We have a right to have freedom. And they try to take that away from us by offering us free stuff. Can you understand the difference between free stuff and freedom? We're going to take a look at what she actually did say. I mean, we'll take a look at the plan that so many Democrats signed on to and how damning that is. But it's really the FAQs where she expelled out for people. This is really what it's going to look like. It means you're going to lose your ability to eat meat, to fly on planes, and to have cars. She could have gone on and said, and you're going to be locked in cities. You're going to be locked in smart cities where we can monitor your every movement and where we can tax your every movement. And these smart cities will be controlled and run by the connected corporations, as we have always seen throughout history. But when we look at the Communist Party, when we understand that these people really are communists, folks, you can call them socialists, you can call them communists, whatever. I mean, the Russians called themselves socialists, the Nazis called themselves socialists. It simply means socialism is simply a form of authoritarian, centralized control. That's why I spent the time on von Mises. He understood there wasn't any real fundamental difference between Hitler and Stalin. It was a distinction without a difference. And it is a distinction without a difference to look at the Communist Party USA and the Democrat Party USA today. Again, the slogan of the Communist Party USA is people and planet before profits. And when you look at what they say, their response to the State of the Union from President Trump, it began, our country and the world are at a crossroads. Both humanity and nature face existential crises. We face a climate catastrophe. Now, was that the Democrats or the Communist Party USA that said that? It doesn't matter. They both said that. They both said that. And again, this is the party that for 72 years, according to KGB files, as WND points out, and Joseph Farah is on this very closely because he was once deceived by these people. Then he grew out of it. Just like Walter Jones, who was once deceived by the Bushes into that war. And then after he realized he'd been lied to, he was pretty hard to deceive after that point and pretty angry about it. Well, Joseph Farah is about communism. And so he says, here's what the Communist Party USA's agenda is for 2019. See if you can distinguish between it and the Democrats. They want immigration reform with a path to citizenship. They also like the Green New Deal. They want to transition to a green, demilitarized economy. They want to build a modern infrastructure. They want to employ millions at union wages with affirmative action. The Communist Party USA wants Medicare for all. They want to say that health care is a right. They want a health care system that guarantees reproductive rights. In other words, abortions. They want full equality based on race, gender, and sexual identity and orientation. They want free university tuition. They want all student debt canceled. This is the Communist Party USA. Gun control, including universal background checks and banning of all assault weapons. They want elimination of the Electoral College. They want elimination of gerrymandering after they use it for so long, the Democrats. Tax the rich, a radical redistribution of wealth and income. Oh, how do we tell the difference between the Democrats and the Communist Party USA? They want exactly the same thing. As a matter of fact, this year, they have the House Progressive Caucus, that's another word that they hide behind, has 104, that's close to half of the Democrat members of Congress. That's up from 69 just 4 years ago. And of course, that Progressive Caucus was founded by the Democrat Socialists of America.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm talking about the, let's see, is it the Communist Party USA or is it the Democrat Party? It's hard to tell the difference because there isn't any difference in what they're running for. The progressive wing of the Democrat Party, the House Progressive Caucus, all of the so far announced presidential candidates of the Democrats all buy into the same things that the Communist Party USA wants, which is why the Communist Party USA hasn't run a presidential candidate since the mid-1980s. They don't need to. They got Democrats doing everything for them. Immigration reform with a path to citizenship, Medicare for all, Green New Deal, free college tuition, canceling all student debt, gun control, eliminate the Electoral College, tax the rich. All of, this is the Communist Party USA's platform, indistinguishable from the Democrats. And, of course, as I point out as we're going to break, the House Progressive Caucus, nearly half of the Democrats in Congress, 104. Just 4 years ago, it was 69. So that's about a 50% increase in 4 years. The Democrats moving towards socialism because the Progressive Caucus was founded by members of the Democrat Socialists of America. And again, you want a Democrat, progressive, socialist, communist, those are just gaslighting terms. It's all the same thing. All the same thing. And as I was reading the 1940 piece from Ludwig von Mises, he was pointing out how, because it was new, everybody was jumping into either, you know, people were getting on the Nazi camp or they were getting into the Hitler camp. But, you know, we needed to have centralized control regardless of whether you want to try to justify it by national greatness or by internationalism. That was, you know, the only real difference between the two of them. The communists, Stalin, they called themselves the internationalists, the globalists. They wanted an international, one world government. And of course, the Nazi socialists, they wanted their country to run the world government. Hitler wanted to use the corporations until he got to the final stage. Then he would take them out with yet another final solution. Stalin did it at the very beginning. Hitler said he's a fool because he's not able to run it as efficiently as the people who know what they're doing. I'm going to use them to make the trains run on time, and then I'll slit their throats after I've conquered everybody. But it was the nationalism versus the internationalism that made people think that there was something as a left-right paradigm. That didn't fool von Mises. He said both of these people are trashing Western civilization. Most importantly, they're trashing liberty. And we're going to get to the same place eventually, regardless of whether we follow Hitler or Stalin. We're marching to the same spot. And he said, what if the Muslims had come in and we had said, all right, we'll go with their authoritarian system? Because it's new. Well, do you think that that's unfair to the Muslims to call them authoritarian? Look at this report from WND. New Jersey imam says Muslims should reject freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. This is Imam Mateen Khan. He was speaking in New Jersey. The end of the year, the Muslim center of Middlesex County in New Jersey. He said, when we talk about liberalism, when we're talking about a political and a moral philosophy, he said, it is a worldview. It is how you think. So, generally, they support the concept of civil rights. No, but not the imam. They support democracy and secularism, gender equality, racial equality, internationalism, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. Now, I know most of us are listening to these words and thinking, well, what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and the First Amendment, and the principles that America was founded on? What's wrong with that? Oh, he said, well, we'll get to that in a moment. He said, you have to understand that Muslims in the West are in a culture war. Yes, I understand that. I hope you understand that, too. He understands it. Occasional Cortex and Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris, they all understand that this is a cultural war. And they've got a great leap forward that they want to share with you, just like Mao did. And it's going to result in the kind of austerity and poverty and authoritarianism that socialism always results in. Anyway, he says that the Imam goes on to say, they want you to take on the philosophy of liberalism. And by that, we don't mean the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is not liberal. It's not. Liberal used to mean liberty. That's what it used to mean. And it was very popular. That's why they stole the term at the beginning of the 20th century. If it's a good term, if it's got, people like it, they will adopt it as their label. If people don't like it, they will hide from it, or they'll use other labels to masquerade. You know, so they don't want to call themselves communists, even though they're in lockstep with the communists in terms of what they want and the policies that they want, even though they're authoritarian. They want to call themselves something else. They want to call themselves progressives and liberals. But it's not liberalism. Again, liberalism was, and that's what a lot of libertarians will say, well, I'm a classical liberal. Well, nobody really understands what that means. But if you go back and you look at the people in the 19th century, in the 1800s, who would identify themselves as liberals, what they wanted was a free economy, and they wanted individual liberty, as we have outlined in the Bill of Rights. That was what liberalism was until the socialists and the Marxists and the authoritarian progressives stole it. So this Imam says, well, if you want to take on the philosophy of liberalism and doing that, you will leave that philosophy that Islam brings with it. He says the people in the West want you to be able to be free to say whatever you want. And that means that you'd be free to curse the Prophet Muhammad. Well, it might also mean that you would have women walking around being able to be free to go wherever they want without a male guardian or being tracked by the government. That's one of the reasons why the great reformer, our ally, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, his government is putting out an app that will allow men to track women. See, it'll reflect the authoritarian values of whatever system is there. So right now, you know, it's the women that have to be kept under their thumb. Women and homosexuals in Saudi Arabia, they're going to get those people, and Christians, and the list gets longer and longer and longer as time goes by, right? But we've got our own hit list here with the Democrats that they're running. Christians are on that as well. They're going to be coming after a bit. Saudi law says that every woman must have a male guardian who has enormous power over her life and travel, who is always going to be with her. She may be able to take the wheel, theoretically, and drive the car, but she'll have to have a male guardian there with her. And so the Saudi government is going to be using technology. You know, they're so enlightened. He's going to be spending so much money to create this city of the future. A smart city with robots and self-driving cars and all the wonderful trappings that globalists dream of every night when they go to bed. And yet it really is going to be used for this type of thing. Well, you know, they're going to track women and make sure that they keep an eye on them, that they don't do anything that's not allowed. Let's go. Well, actually, we don't have enough time. When we come back, I'm going to show you how these communists, I'm sorry, how these socialists, these Democrats lie and how they spin the information. Remember, on Friday, well, we caught her lying the same day about whether or not it was going to require massive intervention. And then she had her chief of staff come in there and say, yeah, all those FAQs, we're going to take a look at what they actually, we're going to take a look at their lies, and we're going to take a look at what is actually in this Green New Deal plan that was signed off on by the various presidential candidates. And they said, well, you know, look at this. We've got, 60 or 70 of the Democrats also signed on to it. I said, they wouldn't sign on to something that's going to ban airplanes. Yeah, they would. They would. That's ultimately where this is going, and I'll show you why this is already being talked about, already being planned, the banning of all internal combustion engines. It's already underway in Europe. Why is this now even a theory? They talk about congestion pricing. Well, you've got Cuomo trying to sell it in New York, threatening the people with higher subway price tickets if they don't go with congestion pricing. This is already happening, and they say it doesn't exist. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Jihad Got up at midnight to leave her hotel room, overlooking the blue water in a Turkish vacation town, the Black Sea. Creeping barefoot out of the bedroom, she gathered her family's credit cards, keys, passports, and crucially, their phones. This would slow them down, she thought, when they tried to follow me. Her escape had taken a year of planning. Staying on the road outside the hotel, she panicked at the silence. It was the first time in her life that she had been outside on her own. It was also the first time since she was 10 that she had not woken up and put on a full body covering, either a burqa or a niqab. She said, I was 17. I was so scared, so scared. I left at midnight. The night was so dark, I was scared of my brother and my family. Until that moment, she had spent the entire 17 years of her life almost constantly in the physical presence of a male guardian, a system enshrined in Saudi law. Now, again, this is the article from, you'll find it on Zero Hedge. MBS the Reformer, a Saudi app allows men to track and stop women from running away. And guess what? Most importantly, I didn't mention this in the last segment, as the crew pointed out, our app, the InfoWars app, where you can listen to me tell you about Sharia law and Mohammed bin Salman and the vicious oppression of women there. Forget about Margaret Atwood's fictional account of A Handmaid's Tale. What is going on in Saudi Arabia right now is far worse than anything she can imagine. But she doesn't talk about that. She didn't do a story, a real story. She could have done it, you know, based on a true story of Saudi Arabia. No, instead, she wanted to attack Christianity and America and so forth. So she creates the fiction of A Handmaid's Tale. Everybody is just so excited about that. But this is the reality of what's happening here. They don't talk about. And the key thing is that the same people, Apple, Tim Cook, who banned the InfoWars app, allow this app to be sold. Allow Saudi men to use that against Saudi women. She described frequent physical abuse from her father, who she said regularly threatened to kill her. She said, there is no support for the beaten. Even when it is reported, police are always on the man's side. Women who get caught running away from the country are regularly never seen again. There are rumors that some have been killed. And, of course, how do they catch them? Well, that would be maybe the Abshire app that you can find at the Apple Store, where you cannot find political information, news that Apple doesn't want you to hear. So they ban us, but they allow this app to be sold on the Apple Store. The Abshire system. The app that you can buy at the Apple Store. A little discussed program in Western media contains a log of women in Saudi Arabia and the means to bar them from travel to catch them trying to leave without permission. Saudi men can also use this site to specify when and where women are allowed to fly out of the country, and they can grant or revoke travel permission with just a few clicks. And so they can render specific airports or destinations off limits to the women they own. Men can also enable an automatic SMS feature, which will text them when a woman uses her passport at a border crossing or an airport check-in. So that is what that really looks like. And you have Tim Cook and these other people. And quite frankly, folks, with what they have done to Apple, with what they just did to Roger Stone, the outrageousness of the fact that Apple would just, we got a prosecutor here who's not prosecuting or investigating any particular crime. He doesn't have to file any reports to anybody. I mean, this is way beyond anything that was ever done before. There is no procedure. There was a procedure for special prosecutors, and they let that law expire because they didn't want to do that again after what we had seen done. Both Republicans and Democrats said it's not a good idea to investigate a man. We want to have a system that investigates crimes, not people. Stalin had that kind of system. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. Well, that's what they're doing right now with Bob Mueller. He was not appointed, even with the safeguards of that now sunset law. That would have the attorney general call together a panel of three judges. They would select a prosecutor, and he would have to file regular reports. I think it was something like every month. He'd have to file a report saying, here's the crime that I'm investigating, and here's my progress so far. Do you want to keep going? None of that is happening. None of that's happening. It's just a couple of friends decide they want to investigate President Trump. And it just goes on and on. That is what Apple is okay with. So in that kind of an inquisition, a persecution, a political persecution, they'll just turn over all of Roger Stone's iCloud information just like that. No problem. But they wouldn't, 3 years ago, turn over any information about the San Bernardino shooters, the terrorists. They grandstanded on that. So, you know, a political, if you commit the crime, according to Tim Cook and the political hacks that now run that trust fund we call Apple Computer, because they're not designing new products, folks. They're just living off the massive stash of cash that was created by the ingenuity and the genius of Steve Jobs. He's just a political hack, Tim Cook. Isn't innovating anything whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people there on the very first day when the iPhone came out. I thought it was an amazing, remarkable achievement, a beautiful design when it first came out. The implementation now is pathetic. I've got an iPhone 5S because I don't upgrade these things. And I was forced when we changed cell phone carriers, I lost the capability to use my iTunes, and I had an investment of a lot of stuff there. I don't want to rent what I've already bought from them. I've got my music library, thank you. And I'm not interested in any of the stuff that's come out the last 20 years, because neither are the millennials. If you look at the articles, the millennials are rejecting that. The millennials want the music that came from the 60s and the 70s and so forth. So, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm stuck in the past, but there isn't any new music that's coming out. They're thanks to MTV, they basically killed the music aspect of it. But anyway, what bothered me was that I couldn't upgrade that. And then it got worse as things went on. So while I was homesick, I thought, well, let me change this. I'll try to get everything upgraded on a different computer because I've got an older computer that's got a lot of things that I put on it that I don't want to mess with. When you start messing with updates, then everything breaks and becomes obsolete by design. So when they updated me to 12. Well, 12 just doesn't work. I mean, my phone will just get into these loops where it can't tell what the battery is. It keeps dropping, going up and down, going up and down. But be that as it may, you know, I'm going to move on from Apple because they would do something like that to me. But that's what they have become. The headline from Zero Hedge a couple of weeks ago said, is Silicon Valley morphing into the morality police? Well, I don't know. You know, they want to tell us that they're all the morality police, but look at what they're doing in Saudi Arabia. They'll push out that Sharia app to track women by their male guardians, but then they shut down InfoWars because these people have no idea. They've lost the engineers. They've just got political hacks.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship. And I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night, all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill. What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Going back about 2 weeks ago, remember the article from The Atlantic? I think it was featured by the Drudge Report. Apple's empty grandstanding about privacy. The company enables a surveillance that supposedly offends its values. Tim Cook saying, we at Apple believe privacy is a fundamental human right. He said that at a privacy conference keynote speech in Brussels. But he said, we also recognize that not everyone sees things as we do. Well, you know, they have stockpiles of personal data that they monetize. Now, how is that protecting your privacy? They're concerned about the privacy of terrorist killers, suspected terrorist killers. But, of course, if you are somebody like Roger Stone, they don't like your politics. And it's not really clear to me still exactly what it is that Roger Stone is alleged to have done. Did he lie about talking to somebody about an interview as a journalist? He's alleged to have talked to people about interviewing Julian Assange. How is that a crime in America? We've got a First Amendment. And of course, the story celebrated by the left just recently, we had Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep celebrating the Washington Post for having the courage to publish papers that the public needed to know about. The Pentagon Papers. And they said under the First Amendment, the Washington Post and New York Times cannot be charged by the government. Yeah, you can get the guy who originally got the information if you want. I don't think they should have, but they eventually let Ellsberg off on a technicality. But they want to get Julian Assange. But regardless, if I don't think he should face any charges. I think he ought to get a medal for heroism, for telling us the truth when the government does nothing but lie to us. Nevertheless, as the case of the Pentagon Papers pointed out, we have a First Amendment. And if you're a journalist or even an individual citizen and you want to talk to the guy who leaked the information, that's not a crime. It's also not a crime to talk about how you would like to talk to him and then not even do it. I mean, we do have journalists who have interviewed Julian Assange and they haven't been charged by Mueller. What's the deal? Ah, it's a process crime, of course. And so Apple turns over all of the information on Roger Stone. But as The Atlantic was pointing out, it said, Tim Cook's speech is worth revisiting in light of the emerging fight between Apple and Facebook. You know, each of them are trashing the other one. Facebook said it would shut down the iOS version of their program. Apple then canceled Facebook's ability to distribute custom iPhone apps for internal use by Facebook employees and so forth. But as they point out in The Atlantic, if Apple really cared about personal data, they could take away a number of actions that would keep privacy violators off of its platform, away from its customers. And said stockpiles of personal data serve only to enrich the companies that collect them. Apple does a lot of deals with companies like that. Safari, for example, the web browser that comes with every iPhone, is set up by default to route web searches through Google. And for this privilege, Google reportedly pays Apple $9 billion in just 2018. And as much as $12 billion this year they'll pay. So that is monetizing your data, monetizing information, pushing that out there. And, of course, you know, they'll provide information to the government for free. Is Facebook and Apple and Google, are they the government's propaganda arm? Well, interesting question. But, you know, as we talked about Apple's empty grandstanding about privacy and how they turned over all the information to Roger Stone. We took a, take a look at this app that's out there in Saudi Arabia that they still have on their iOS store. Kyle, one of the crew here, actually downloaded it. I said, but isn't that in Arabic? And it's like, well, I speak Arabic. It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. Tell us what that looks like, Kyle. You were able to download it while I was talking about it on air. Not a problem for them to have an app that tracks women everywhere. And how far did you get in it?
Yeah, sure was, David. I didn't get too far. I do speak Arabic, but conveniently there is an English tab, so I was able to switch over to that. Unfortunately, I don't have any national ID numbers for anybody that I know.
Oh, so you don't have any like that, you don't have any ID numbers of women that you want to track that you can enter in the app, right?
Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend would be too cool with that either.
Well, that's what, and again, if you understand what they're looking for, that's how you start the app. Give us all the different females that you want to track that you're going to keep under your thumb.
Well, and the upside down world just continues to get stranger and stranger by the day. And I went into the Ministry of Interior Kingdom of Saudi Arabia link that I saw, and I see that one of their main objectives is to achieve security and stability kingdom-wide and to provide tranquility and safety for the citizens.
That's right.
And to fight against all means of crime to ensure the safety of Saudi society and its development.
That's right. Who could argue with that? I mean, you know, that's almost like defending mom and apple pie, except we don't talk about mom anymore in America except denigrate them, like Kyrsten Sinema did in, when she was running for Senate in Arizona. She doesn't like women who stay at home. She doesn't like mom. And we don't hold forth mom and apple, but we do still hold forward, you know, safety and security. Those are big deals. Security, we'll sacrifice all of our liberties for the promise of security. But then when Hillary Clinton blows all that information, national security, we don't do anything about that. But I think that is the key thing. When we look at Apple's hypocrisy on this issue, the fact that they would still have that app out there that allows men to track women in their lives, you know, they're the guardians and they're going to make sure that they don't get out of the country immediately. You know, they put in, if you got the social security number for that woman who is your property in Saudi Arabia, you can enter that into the system and you can have certain points of entry or exit blocked from them. And you'll be alerted as they're traveling. They'll send you text messages and say, hey, you know, She's escaped. Go get her. Or let us know. We'll go get her. We'll give her a good beating. And maybe we'll just disappear her in this Sharia religious police, you know, when they grab her.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, David. And the fact that the InfoWars app was removed when we're here every day red-pilling people and trying to wake them up from their sleep and from being slaves to the society that we live in, and yet a app that's proponent to pushing literal slavery in Saudi Arabia,
you can
just download it with ease.
Absolutely.
So the upside world just continues, David.
Well, you know, thank you, Kyle. Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. Yeah. You can download that app if you've got some females that you want to track in Saudi Arabia right now from Apple. Tim Cook doesn't have a problem with that. He doesn't have a problem with that. When we look at this article from Zero Hedge, Facebook, is it the government's propaganda arm? And they put this out in a very interesting way. This is actually from Liberty Nation. So imagine for a moment what it would look like if the federal government launched its own social media network. I mean, you know, they've got their government there working with the men to keep track of the women, to impose Sharia law on them. What are they imposing on us? Well, you know, if you had the government running something like Facebook or some kind of a social media control network, well, every day Americans would freely use it. You'd make it available for free, right? And then you'd be encouraged to share all of your views, to share your entire life, everything that you're doing, what you think. Tell us who your friends are, what your beliefs are. We want to know. And then at some point, after they've determined what your political views are, they will start to enforce the point of which political views are going to be appropriate and which ones are not going to be conducive to the American society that they want to maintain. Just like the Saudis have decided that, you know, women who move about freely and don't wear full-face burqas, they aren't really good for Saudi society. So we're going to come down on that pretty hard with a hammer. And that's really what's happening. You know, the bottom line is when we say, well, you know, what if, is Facebook really the government's propaganda arm? What would it look like if they were? Well, I think it does look like government propaganda. It does act like government propaganda. It was, as I've pointed out many times, funded in its startup by government propaganda and surveillance arms. So, is it the propaganda? Is Apple getting into that? They weren't started that way, but that's what Tim Cook has turned it into. But certainly when you look at the history of Facebook and Google, you got to ask if they were specifically designed for that.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight, it's Monday, February the 11th, 2019. We're going to take a quick look later in the program. We're going to look at Peckergate. In case you don't know what that is, we'll look at the charges of blackmail that have been put out there. I think what Glenn Greenwald said about that was absolutely correct. While he's concerned about his privacy, he is establishing, as part of a crony capitalist deal, he is establishing a massive surveillance state to take away all of your privacy. But of course, I think it also, we need to take a look at how the Washington Post itself has been used and how it has slandered and destroyed people. We go back and look at their role in the Roy Moore election, and many other things that they've reported and things that they have not reported. You know, how they spike certain stories if they like the politician and choose to sit on it or then pull it back out if they, you know, like a different politician. He has used his Washington Post as a political weapon. As a matter of fact, I think it's President Trump that's called it Jeff Bezos' political blog. He got it for a song, as I've pointed out many times. $250 million to Jeff Bezos. That'd be like you or I, we make the median family income of about $50,000. That would be like us working a day and a half or whatever to get to buy the Washington Post. That's what it really cost Jeff Bezos. But that was before he really started, his wealth really started accelerating. It probably takes less time than that now for him to be able to afford $250 million on something. But it gives him a great deal of leverage, and he has used it politically, conspiring against people all the time. Perhaps that's why he immediately jumped to the idea that those pictures were part of a political conspiracy. We'll give you an update about that. You won't believe where those pictures actually came from. Yeah, that was his conspiracy theory that he was putting out there. I also want to talk a little bit about the back and forth about this trial about measles. It's actually a story that's nearly 2 years old. And one of the most interesting things about that story was how the various sides reported it. When the German biologist put out a wager saying, I wager that nobody can prove to me that there is such a thing even as a measles virus, for example. Show me the virus. Have you isolated the virus that you're inoculating everybody for? He put that out there. He lost a couple of times in court. And so the mainstream media was just trumpeting that. Look at this. You know, another crazy conspiracy theorist out there. And then he won at the Supreme Court. And there wasn't a word from the mainstream media. Then the other people got involved in it. So it's kind of interesting to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at that along with some other health update news. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that is what funds this program. And folks, we aren't going to have free speech. You know, as we're just talking about Apple selectively taking off the InfoWars app. You can't get the InfoWars app on the Apple Store. Fortunately, the iPhone and the iOS only accounts for 15% of the smartphones out there. 85% of the people have moved on since Tim Cook got more interested in politics than in developing products. And it certainly shows, as I've pointed out my personal experience, how they have completely trashed. I went from a iOS 9 to an iOS 12. And besides making my phone absolutely unusable because it keeps crashing it, I think it's related to not understanding or being able to interpret what the battery is doing. But it'll crash in the middle of something. Even when I've got 70 or 80%, it'll crash. And then it will just get into this loop where it can't reboot. But when I look at the change going from 9 all the way to 12, there's just a little bit of cosmetic difference to it. Nothing at all. Nothing says it more that these people are just living on the accomplishments of engineers that used to be at Apple. Now they're a bunch of people pushing a political agenda. Nothing says it more so than my personal experience. Nevertheless, if you don't want that to happen everywhere, they're doing their best to not only remove us from the Apple Store, but to remove our ability to conduct commerce, to advertise and so forth. If you want to stand up to these bullying tactics of the people who hate free speech and who shut you down on the pretense of saying you're a bully and you're hate speech and so forth. No, they hate free speech. If you want to stand up to that, if you want free speech, well, it's not free. And so we have products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can go directly there because Google is going to be shutting down ads to us and to other media that they don't like. You can go directly to InfoWarsStore.com, and we also want to make it a win-win situation for you. So besides selling safe, natural products, we also put them on deep discount. We have bone broth, for example, a classic formula. We've upgraded it, and you can now get that 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth. We have big sell on that. We also have power-packed formulas to help you to think clearly. Got a mental fog from all that gaslighting and all those weaponized labels that the left uses? Well, you can cut right through that with BrainForce Plus. You can get that 50% off when you buy it in combo with TurboForce. The two of them work synergistically together to help clarify your thought. And if you're concerned about bacteria, about infection, you know, it's been a classic thing that is still being used by people, as I pointed out, burn units especially. When people have severe burns and they are at great risk for infection, they use a silver wound dressing gel. We sell super silver wound dressing gel, nano silver. You can get that in combo with immune gargle spray, both of those, nano silver. Nano silver is very effective at fighting both bacteria and virus, and it's safe. You know, I was talking about the effects of big pharmaceutical products and so forth. You never know the strange side effects that these pharmaceutical drugs are going to create. I gave you the story yesterday, or on Friday rather, as to what happened to my wife on Thursday. She was taking a pain-killing medication. It was supposed to address nerve pain after an operation that she had. And they gave it to her initially in a large IV dosage. We thought that they had put anesthesia down her, or some kind of a tube or something down her throat, because it felt like it was severely scratched on one side. And then over the weekend, she started, the first weekend, she started losing her voice. That and the dizziness and the headaches and then double vision and trembling. All these things were from that one pharmaceutical drug. And when we talk about bacteria and infection, my mother had a massive life-altering stroke that left her paralyzed on one side and with dementia because of an antibiotic that she took. I would have never thought that an antibiotic would do that, but it was there on the list. If they put it on the list for legal reasons, you better believe that it can happen to you. And that drug that my wife was taking, no longer taking it, I mean, it just go right down the list and pretty much check all of them off. That's why when you look at natural solutions to things like infection, things like using nano silver, very effective, make sure that first you do no harm. That is a key thing. And you can find those products and you can support free speech at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's, we got a, only about 2 minutes here. I want to play for you. Let's go to, number 14. And, let's play this back to back. This was a clip put back to back what Ocasio-Cortez said, in the morning to NPR. And then what she said later in the day to MSNBC about whether or not it would require massive intervention. Listen to the way she reverses herself in the same day.
Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So there you go. The thing in the morning with NPR says, oh, yes, yes, it does. It is massive intervention. And then by the afternoon, after the FAQs and all the talk about massive government intervention were there, she tells Chuck Todd at MSNBC, it's just those Republicans trying to make us look bad. And then they took down their FAQs and they said, it's just those Republicans trying to make us look bad. The same excuse. We're going to go into a deep dive. We're going to show you the lies of that. And we're going to show you on Friday night, Tucker Carlson interviewed one of her staff and caught him in a lie as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Talking about the lies of the socialist, communist, Democrats. Take your pick. Which label do you want? They're not green. They're red, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just play for you the clip of AOC contradicting herself on the same day when this rolled out. But then it got even more complicated the next day, as we had her advisor, Robert Hockett, go on with Tucker Carlson. We've got a clip of that. I want to play that for you here in a moment. But the bottom line is, what's really difficult for them is that, you know, we have the Wayback Machine, which so far we haven't had Google take that down. Things like that will be taken down. That's why you have, in the guise of privacy, you have people in the EU saying, well, we have a right to be forgotten, so we want you to forget that. Forget I ever said that. It's the politicians, folks, who want that. That's what they want. They don't want privacy for you or me. They want to be able to flush their gaffes down the memory hole. And that's what this pronouncement last week by AOC really was. It's one of the biggest gaffes that the Greens have had, the people who pretend to be green. They're basically red, as I've pointed out. But she basically spelled out the logical consequences of what this is going to entail. And that's why they're so upset about it. So they've been busy trying to walk this back. But, of course, the way that they walk it back is to say, it's the GOP. It's a conspiracy. As I pointed out before, same thing that Hillary Clinton did. When people exposed the truth about her and the DNC, she invented this Russian red herring of the Russian conspiracy. Said, but how did they get that information about me? Not whether or not that information is true. How did they get that information? So, again, she comes out and says, well, I think that information came out from the GOP. I never said any of that stuff. But she'd already been caught in a lie on the same day. And so on February the 5th, her congressional office posted their new blog entry under energy issues. And it had a lot of details and FAQs about the Green New Deal. The page announced at that time that there would be a 8:30 a.m. launch the next day on Thursday. I'm sorry, that was on Tuesday. On Thursday, they said. And now that page has been purged. It's been purged. They flushed it down the memory hole. But again, as I point out, we still have the Wayback Machine. They still are not effectively removing certain things from search engines. That's not happening yet, but that will happen. They're going to start doing that. And then you had this guy go on with Tucker Carlson Friday night and say, oh, it was actually the GOP that did that. No, they put it up on Tuesday. They left it up for 2 days, and then they purged it after things got hot for them. It vanished hours after she and Ed Markey unveiled their Green New Deal resolution. And so far, they have 67 Democrat co-sponsors in the House. And that doesn't have the kind of detail that she had in her FAQs. And that's why you've got these people out there with plausible deniability. Oh, you know, well, we haven't spelled out exactly where that's going to go. Well, I'm going to spell that out for you. And when we come back, I'm going to play you the clip between Tucker Carlson and this guy who is working on her staff. On Saturday morning, the chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, I guess is the way you pronounce that. I don't even know if that's male or female or transgender. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, or I have no gender clues at all about that. I guess that's a gender neutral or foreign name. Anyway, their chief of staff for AOC tweeted that the FAQ page was indeed posted by their staff, but it was done so in error. Oh, it's a guy. He called the page, quote, an early draft of an FAQ that was clearly unfinished and doesn't represent the GND resolution, and it got published to the website by mistake. No, it actually is a roadmap of where they want us to go. I've been telling you this for years here at InfoWars. It's been one of the key themes of this show for the last year and a half. This is a UN agenda of austerity, of control, of tracking and taxing everything that you do. The people in France woke up with Macron, and I'm hoping that the people in America will wake up based on what AOC did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just before we went to break, before the top of the hour, I played for you the back-to-back clips of what AOC said in the morning on Thursday. She is rolling out her new deal. You know, they had put up a page on Tuesday, said we're going to roll this out on Thursday at 8:30, and it had all the stuff that everybody reported on. And then later in the afternoon, as people were pushing back on it, she changed her story. In the morning, when she went on with NPR, she said, oh yeah, it's going to require massive reworking of our society, massive intervention by the government. No problem with that, she told NPR. Then by the afternoon, when Chuck Todd said that, she said, that's just a GOP plot. Then they took the page down, and they said it was a GOP plot. You know, they tweeted out a parody of this. They were the ones who made this up. We didn't do that, and took it down. Well, you know, we're going to take a look at what the actual plan has to say, because it is just as damning as her FAQs. But here's what this is: Robert Hockett. He is a professor of law and finance at Cornell University, and he is, I think, part of the staff of Occasional Cortex. But he went on Tucker Carlson Friday night. He called the now missing blog post, quote, some kind of document that somebody other than us has been circulating. So, no, we don't want to pay people who are unwilling to work, and we don't want to ban airplane travel and so forth. That was just a joke. It was a joke. Okay. And here's what he had to say as he was being questioned by Tucker Carlson.
Why would we ever pay people who are, quote, unwilling to work?
We never would, right? And AOC has never said anything like that, right? I think you're referring to some sort of document that some doctored document that somebody other than us has been circulating.
Oh, I thought that came right from her. That was in the background or from her office, is my understanding.
No. She's actually tweeted it out to laugh at it. If you look at her latest tweets, it seems that apparently some Republicans have put it out there. I don't know the details.
Oh, well, good. Well, then thank you for correcting me. I mean, because it seemed a little ridiculous. Almost as ridiculous as the idea that we're going to build enough light rail to make airplanes unnecessary, which I think actually is from
I don't know where you got that either, Tucker. I believe that you're actually on our side about this. If you actually
nothing.
Read the actual plan, right? There's nothing about
getting rid
of anything. It's about expanding menu options, right? I mean, there are many, many things we want to be able to do now in addition to what we already do. So where's the airplane disappearance coming from? I'm not really clear on where that originated.
Well, I could actually get it for you. This is
that would be great.
Frequently asked questions
that.
Released by her office. And I'm quoting from it.
Maybe this
is fraudulent, in which case I hope you'll correct me.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that the Green New Deal would, and I'm quoting, totally overhaul transportation, and that would mean, quote, building out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel would stop becoming necessary. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono responded to that by saying mm-hmm. that would be hard for Hawaii. So I don't think that's made up.
It apparently is being misunderstood, right? We're really talking about expanding optionality here. We're not talking about getting rid of anything.
Oh, they're
right?
going to give us more
about
options.
Basically
that's
making
right.
it cost-effective mm-hmm. to move into more modern forms of technology, more modern forms of production, which would then enable people actually cost effectively to transition to that stuff. We're talking about requiring anything or prohibiting anything. Oh. That's sort of 1980s
okay, I can't take any more of the sophistry and lies there of that guy. Again, He wants to come out and say, we would never do that. You know, that was just a background. You know, some Republicans have put it out there. That's what he had to say. I don't know the details. Oh, but then none of this exists. But he doesn't know the details, but he knows enough of the details to know that this isn't true and that Republicans put it out there. As Breitbart Snolte points out, he was straight up lying to Tucker Carlson. And of course, you can smell the BS, right? Even environmentalists can smell the BS. Here's a guy. His name is Michael Schellenberger. He is president of Environmental Progress. He is an activist that Time magazine has called, quote, a hero of the environment. And here's what he had to say. He said, I am calling BS, and he spells it out, not just on AOC, but on her progressive enablers in the news media who are giving her a pass in the most crucial test of moral and political leadership of our time when it comes to climate change. And that is a person's stance on nuclear power. I am calling BS on climate fakery. Anyone who is calling for phasing out nuclear is a climate fraud, perpetuating precisely the gigantic hoax that Senator James Inhofe, Republican, famously accused environmentalists of perpetrating. He says, if you want to be a self-respecting progressive or a journalist who is fairly considering or covering the climate issue, please stop giving Ocasio-Cortez and her other supposedly climate-concerned Greens a pass. They are increasing emissions, he puts in all uppercase. And again, this is a guy that Time magazine hailed as a, quote, hero of the environment. He is a Green Book Award winner. He is president of Environmental Progress. This is a guy who is a liberal, who is an environmentalist. And just as we had a lot of people who were really concerned about this issue, but attacked the Paris Climate Accord. Why? Because they said, that isn't going to change anything. If you got global climate change, let's say cooling or warming, whatever they decided is at the moment that they wet their finger and stick it in the air. Regardless, if you're going to say that it is a global problem and you're going to give two of the biggest polluters the ability to build without any restrictions on either how clean the plants are or how many of them they're going to be, and that is China and India, then you're not addressing the problem. You're not addressing the problem if you define that as a problem. What they, many people who were environmentalists looked at the Paris Climate Accord and said, this is nothing but an economic redistribution. This isn't addressing what they think and truly think is a worldwide climate problem. And that's what this guy is saying. He's saying, if you're going to say that you can't have nuclear power, then you're not for real either. This is total fakery. Calling BS on this. It is climate fraud. It is climate fakery. But the fakery is multi-leveled, folks. And it has to do with the same tactic. She's learned her lessons well. See, she knows where this 2030 agenda for sustainability, quote unquote, is headed. She knows that it is going to necessarily ban meat, air travel, and cars that allow you to have freedom. She knows it's going to ban all that. She knows that it's going to require massive government intervention. But she made the mistake of telling people that. And now she's got to walk it back. And now she's saying, well, you know, it was Republicans that were out there. For example, if we go back and look at the Wayback Machine, guess what? Not only was the Green New Deal document that she says now doesn't exist, that this guy who was on with Tucker Carlson, Hockett, says, that was Republicans. They made that up and they tried to make us look bad. No, they actually put it on her website. Metadata reveals, reports WND, metadata reveals who even was responsible for posting it. And it was that same person, a guy, the Saikat Chakrabarty. Tim Pool tweeted out, said, this is getting scary. AOC and others are straight gaslighting people. NPR still has the FAQ published. CNBC reported the same thing. Meanwhile, AOC also called the original post on her own website doctored. She said there are multiple doctored GND, that's Green New Deal, resolutions and FAQs floating around. There was also a draft version that got uploaded and taken down. Well, let's take a look at what the original said. Not even the document that they posted, and we can see from the metadata that it was her chief of staff who posted it on her website, that it was there for 2 days. That's where everybody around the world was reporting on this proposal and how she laid out where this is necessarily going. But let's take a look at the document that is still up, that they proudly standby, all of these Democrat candidates. We're going to build on FDR's second Bill of Rights that guarantees things like a job, education, clean air and water and access to nature, healthy food, high quality health care, housing, and an environment that is free of monopolies and so forth. See, this is the essence of why they want to call it the New Deal. FDR's New Deal turned rights from something that keeps the government at bay, the inherent natural rights that we all possess as individuals, the rights that are enshrined and protected, theoretically, in the Bill of Rights that these people all take an oath to, but then do everything they can to destroy them. They change that idea of rights into rights being something that you get for free. Free stuff.
I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products, our body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the things that were put out, where they're going and where they're already going in Europe. You know, they say we got to get to zero emissions by 2030. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to fight a war like World War II, except that war is going to be against your freedom. It's going to be against the economy. So, yes, we are calling for a full transition off of fossil fuels and zero greenhouse gases. This is from the page that was put up by Ocasio-Cortez. It was put up for 2 days, and it was taken down as the people in the Democratic Party said, you know what, we weren't supposed to draw the conclusions for them. We weren't supposed to tell them where this is necessarily leading. Have you ever heard of that boiling frog analogy? You know, you're not supposed to tell them that this is going to require the elimination of internal combustion engines. And of planes. Yeah, we are calling this, Ed, for a full transition off fossil fuels and zero greenhouse gases. Ban everything but electric cars. But then how's that going to work out? You know, if we don't have internal combustion engines, how are they going to get power to the grid? You know, because I don't want any kind of coal or gas or oil to be burned anywhere. Well, not even going to have nuclear, because they say, is nuclear part of this? They said, yeah, our plan would not include creating any new nuclear plants. So that's what they're saying. No, don't worry about it. We'll just gradually, you know, kind of phase them out. Well, you know, they're not phasing out. One of the problems I have with nuclear power is that when these nuclear power plants are built, they were built with very specific licenses. They said, yeah, these things are going to be good for 20, 25 years. At the end of that period of time, they just automatically renew the license. They don't really care. It's not like it's some kind of an NFL stadium where we got to have a brand new one every year. I mean, we're just talking about nuclear power plants here. We don't care. Right? If these things are getting aged and they're starting to have, you know, things break down on a regular basis, no problem. No problem. We're going to be building a new NFL stadium every couple of years, or the owner will take it somewhere else to another city. So we better give them a new stadium, and the stadiums keep getting more and more expensive. Meanwhile, the nuclear power plants, it just keeps sagging along. And quietly, somewhere, in some gray office, a bureaucrat just signs a piece of paper extending the license by another 20 years. Seen that all over this country. Nevertheless, they said, it's unclear if we will be able to decommission every nuclear power plant within 10 years, but we'll do it as soon as possible. So it isn't just that they aren't going to build any new ones. They're going to try to decommission the ones that they have as soon as possible. And, of course, it is a 10-year plan, not the typical 5-year plan that we usually get from communist and central planners. It's a 10-year plan because of the magic number 2030. That is the goal that these people have had. They've had it for quite some time, and it came from the United Nations. It's just that Alexandria told us where this is leading, and it's about time we wake up to this like the people in France. I'm going to give you an update on some of the things that happened over the weekend and with the yellow vest. Question, does GND, the Green New Deal, it's actually a red old deal, ban all new fossil fuel infrastructure or nuclear power plants? Well, it makes new fossil fuel infrastructure or nuclear power plants unnecessary. See, that's their euphemism. We're not banning things, we're making them unnecessary. We're not banning airplanes, we're just making them unnecessary. Because, you know, the government has already demonstrated how good it is at running Amtrak and other things like that. Amtrak is going to make airplanes unnecessary. A little bit of history is involved here. I think that it went the other way around. I think that airplanes made trains obsolete and ineffective. And I think that our government doesn't have the capability of running anything very well. They said, well, how are you going to pay for this? This is the same way we paid for World War II and all of our other current wars. The Federal Reserve can extend credit. I'm reading from her plan here. How are we going to pay for it? Oh, just borrow money from the Fed. That's what we do whenever we want a war. And this is a war, folks. You better understand this is a war. This is a war against your freedom. It's a war against your jobs. It's a war against your economy, this country. This is a war to bomb out our industries in the same way that the trade war has destroyed our industries. Yeah, they've had that NAFTA thing going for 25 years. They've had the preferential treatment for China going even longer than that. And what has it done to our factories? You can destroy a place without actually dropping bombs on it. Just take a look at Detroit if you want to see how Democrat policies can destroy an area. And then they go on, you know, the upgrade or replace every building. Good luck with the building permits from all of the bureaucracies everywhere. Totally overhaul transportation by massively expanding electric vehicle manufacturing. Build charging stations everywhere. Everywhere. We'll just build them everywhere. Build out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. Oh, then I can abandon it, will I? Create affordable public transit available to all, with a goal to replace every combustion engine vehicle. Well, that means that they're going to ban airplanes. That's really what that means. Meanwhile, you got the Pope encouraging those who are attending the World Government Summit to enthusiastically embrace sustainable development, because without sustainable development, we won't have a world government. You have to have this green veneer, this global problem, to have an excuse for a global government. And ultimately, you're going to have a global tax to fund that global government, and we can bring it all by creating this faux catastrophe. And so the Pope is acting as spiritual advisor to the globalist elite, to the world government. They've had Kevin Spacey be a spokesperson at Davos in the back for world government. He's the moral face of all that in the past. So I guess this year they put the Pope in his place, in the place of Kevin Spacey. Because, you know, there are some overlapping similarities between the two of them and their institutions that they have there. Harrison Ford is lecturing us, pontificating as well at that World Government Summit. He delivered a stark warning about climate change as he prepares to go to Dubai. That's where they're having the World Government Summit. And, of course, When we look at him, he's made more money at the box office than any other actor in history. And, of course, he is a big environmental activist as well. And he flies everywhere. He flies to these conferences. You know, he's had a couple of life-threatening crashes with his private plane. Perhaps we should go back and look at the etymology of the word hypocrite. Do you know that the word hypocrite actually was originally in the Greek, it referred to actors, people who acted on stage, who were pretending to be something that they aren't. It was hypocrisis. Yeah. And so these people are putting out crises all the time, these play actors. Why do we even care what Harrison Ford or other hypocrites say? Because they're just actors. For the longest time, you know, it went from Greek to Latin. Again, same word, hypocrisis. And eventually it evolved into hypocrisy, the sin of pretending to be virtuous or good when you really aren't, pretending to be something you are not, pretending, you know, being an actor, which is basically what Harrison Ford is, and also pushing in the crisis. Well, they've got a crisis on their hands in France. And we had one protester there had his hand blown off below the wrist. These people are serious, and they're not stopping. We'll tell you more about that when we come back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We got a rare glimpse of truth, which immediately the Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, pulled back on that and said, oh, I didn't tell you the truth. That was a Republican trick telling you the truth. That sounds very, very familiar to what Hillary Clinton did. Well, don't pay any attention to that information about what we did at the DNC to steal the nomination from Bernie. And I'm sure that was an internal leak. And of course, it was. We've had William Binney and others have done a technical analysis on it, said there was absolutely no way that they could have transferred these files. It would have been hacked over the Internet. This was handed to someone just as we had WikiLeaks say it was handed to somebody. But it all became about how did the information get released so that people wouldn't look at the information about Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And that's what Occasional Cortex is trying to do now. That's how she's using her cortex. Didn't use it when she told everybody where they were ultimately going, but now she's trying to use it and say, hey, you know, that worked for Hillary. Let me get everybody arguing about what is real and what isn't real and who released this, and I'll come up with a conspiracy theory that the Republicans did. But we got the Wayback Machine. We know that it was uploaded by her chief of staff. It was there for 2 days, as we were talking about her press conference, she was happily admitting that it was going to be massive intervention and restructuring of the economy in the morning. But by the afternoon, she was pushing back on it, saying it was all a Republican effort to make her look stupid. No, you don't need our help to look stupid. You're stupid all by yourself. If we go back to the middle of December, this headline from Reason Magazine, will the uprisings thwart Green Central planners? I said, you know, you got a problem when your tax schemes are being rejected even by the French. And the resistance in France with the yellow vests is coming from middle to low income workers. Why? Because as Reason Magazine points out, they're very, very sensitive to changes in the cost and availability of energy for the simple reason that it affects so many aspects of their lives, from getting to work to the price of consumer goods. Folks, cheap energy is the basis for our prosperity and our economy. That's why they're so hell-bent on destroying it. That's why they focused on coal first, because we have so much of it in the United States. You want to take the United States down, you got to ban coal. Even when, and I've shown the magazine on air many times, going back to 1979, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine were saying, we're going to be out of the fossil fuels by the mid-80s. We're not going to have any natural gas, certainly not going to have any oil. Coal, on the other hand, yeah, it looks like unfortunately we're going to have that for 500 years. Well, we didn't run out of oil and natural gas in the mid-1980s. As a matter of fact, we found a lot of that as well. And the U.S. is now a net exporter of these things rather than being an importer of them. And so they've got to put all of this together and ban it all. And that's the way the globalists are going to take down the United States and Western Europe. But as they point out, it's not just, folks, the quality of life in terms of your being able to get to work and live in some reasonable-sized accommodations, not being crammed into the city. You know, the urban planners, the central planners, the people who want to control your life, they always are wringing their hands about urban sprawl. Well, where did that come from? Well, it came from the fact that everybody didn't want to be locked up in the city, even if they had to work in the city. New York, for example, you had things like Levittown on Long Island spring up, and it was a good thing at the time that veterans could get home loans and they could live in the suburbs and they would be able to commute because they had cars. Not because the trains worked, but because they had cars. We have things like cars and planes because the trains just didn't get us there on time, unlike the Nazis. And they cost too much to operate. They're constantly running at a deficit. But it allowed us to be able to have some freedom about where we live, to have a little bit higher quality of life. But it isn't even about that alone. In Germany, where they enacted these socialist austerity measures first and with a vengeance, you have a lot of pensioners who couldn't afford to have heat during the winter dying because of that. See, it's not just the quality of life. It is also life expectancy. That's why this is such a key issue. And it is about our liberty. Our liberty to be able to live where we want, to go where we want, when we want, with our own private vehicles, because they want to own everything. You know, they and their little cabal of connected billionaires, they want to be able to own. They'll be the only people who own anything. The rest of us will rent everything from them. But again, going back to the middle of December, that was 2 months ago. And they wrote this article talking about how Macron had just caved on these planned increases in fuel taxes of another $9 billion on the backs of the French people. And they said, well, here we've got billionaire Tom Steyer claiming that the answer isn't trying to stop taxing people. He said, the problem's not the taxes. His problem is that they don't have enough unions in France. Then Reason says, seriously? Maybe he doesn't know anything about France. Fact is that they have lots of union rules and lots of regulation, and as a result, they have lots of unemployment there as well. But when you want to start talking about the New Deal, just understand that it's going to require compulsory unions. It's going to have the same types of things that FDR did, establishing monopolies, interfering in the market, saying, you know, what you can and cannot sell, imposing wage and price controls, creating public works projects that we normally would not have. I'll believe that these people are going to be able to create a new infrastructure when they will repair the roads on time and widen the roads. Start with that first. Show us that you really know how to manage something, anything. You know, we know that you can't manage the trains, so let's throw that under the bus, if you will. But the people in France are still very angry about it. As a matter of fact, again, 2 months ago, he tried to appease them by saying, all right, I'll take off the taxes, the $9 billion in fuel taxes. Well, that didn't stop. It is still going on. And over the weekend, we had one of the protesters have his hand blown off by a grenade that was thrown by the police. Father of the Yellow Vest protester who had his hand blown off by a gas grenade in Paris on Saturday said that he's going to have a lawsuit. He has no hand left below the wrist. His son also sustained an eye injury, does not fully remember the traumatic incident. As one of the people who was with him said, he was merely exercising his legal right to demonstrate. Now he's lost his hand. He is a plumber, and he needed it for his everyday life and his job. So why is it that they're still upset? I mean, Macron said, okay, I won't do the carbon tax for now. How about that? We'll delay that. Well, then they went around. They started tearing down the traffic, the speed cameras everywhere. Remember, they got something like 3/4 or 2/3 of the speed cameras they destroyed. Why would they do that? You know, they don't like the tickets that are being handed out. As a matter of fact, and I tweeted this out last week, Eric Peters nailed it. I didn't realize this, but again, he nailed it. They have imposed, under Macron, they have imposed a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit. Remember when we had a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit imposed on us arbitrarily by Richard Milhouse Nixon? Yeah, well, they got a 50-mile-an-hour limit imposed on them by Macron. As Eric Peters said, Sammy Hagar, rev up your Ferrari. Remember he had that, that song, I Can't Drive 55? You know, the roads were designed for people who were driving those roly-poly pitching cars that were built in the 1950s to drive 70 miles an hour more. And then all of a sudden, overnight, they dropped them from 70 to 55. And the cars were much better at that point in time. And now our cars are much, much, much better. And the French socialist who wants to make cars unusable, which is basically what our Department of Transportation here in Texas wants to do, what the central planners of government want to do. They want to make it impossible to drive cars. They have their euphemisms of saying, well, we're going to put the road on a diet. What that means is that they're going to take up a half of the road with bicycle lanes that nobody ever uses. And then they're going to have road calming, which means that they're going to put big speed bumps to take out the bottom of your car if you're not driving a truck. All of those things are euphemisms just to keep you from being able to travel. They want to make it so impossible before it becomes unnecessary with their ban.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Right, I told you why AOC is saying, oh, that was fake news out there. No, it was fake politics. And she's learned very well from Hillary Clinton. But let me tell you why the yellow vests are real. It's an article on Zero Hedge by David Studdard. It said 10 reasons the yellow vests are the real deal. Number one, they don't speak in abstractions or idealisms. Their demands are simple and concrete. Lower the toll charges. End the ban on plastic bottles, stop compulsory withdrawals from personal bank accounts, and end planned obsolescence in consumer goods, just to name a few. In other words, they're concerned about their immediate lives. See, when you look at the types of things that are being enacted by the globalists worldwide, when you look at what Sadiq Khan in London is doing, he's saying any car that is 15 years old will have to pay for congestion charges in order to get into London. And the amount is going to be a little bit over $16 each day for these people to go. That's a tax over and above the taxes that they put on fuel and other things, a congestion charge. Now, you don't think the Democrats are going to be bringing this to the United States? As a matter of fact, Cuomo is already threatening to do it. He's saying, you're either going to give me congestion charging or I am going to increase the cost of the subway cards, the Metro card, by 30%. From $121 to about $157 a month to ride the subway. And I guess that's at a quantity discount. A single ride on the subway would be $3. Oh, you can get a deal. You know, it's only $120 to $157 a month. Well, you know what? I don't spend that much money on gas for my commute. And I don't have to live in Austin. Oh, but if you put congestion charging on, guess what? Low and middle income people like these yellow vest people are going to have to pay the congestion charges, they're going to have to pay the $9 billion in fuel taxes and all this sort of thing. It's going to make living there essential. And so what's that going to do to the price of rent in the cities? It's going to go sky high. And these people are going to get much, much poorer. wasn't it the socialists that were telling us that we have to worry about the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few, this income inequality? Oh, that's going to be like pouring gasoline on that fire of income inequality. And that's why these people, these yellow vests, are so determined. That's why this thing has now gone on for 3 or 4 months. Why one guy just lost, a plumber, lost his hand over the weekend. And it isn't going to just start, it isn't going to end with old cars, which are predominantly owned by low and middle income people. No, they will raise by a factor of 6 the congestion charges on some mini cars in London that are just 3 years old. Just 3 years old. So you want AOC to get away with telling you that this is all just Republicans exaggerating what she wants to do? No. She made the mistake of telling you where this is going. They're going to ban hybrid cars in London with that globalist mayor there. They're going to get rid of even hybrid cars. Even partially internal combustion isn't going to be good enough for them. It's going to have to be totally electric or you're going to be taxed to death. But getting back to the fact that these people, the yellow vests, are grounded in the reality of their lives and how their lives are being destroyed by these by the austerity of socialism and central planners. One person said, and contrast in this article, he contrasts what Macron says to what one of the yellow vests said. One of the yellow vests says, "I am in the mud of my life. I work 2 hours a part of the day, and that makes me a small salary of $240 a month." But Emmanuel Macron, on the other hand, says, "I have always assumed the dimension of verticality, of transcendence, but at the same time, it must be anchored in full immanence and materiality." Who's out of touch? Who's out of touch? Number two, the mainstream media is blacking out the information. That's another indication that the yellow vests are the real deal. Then there's the red scarves. These people who are, as this writer believes, put up by Macron to be violent and to push back. And so that his, that they have a history of this in France, of course. They had many cases where they have used individuals like this in kind of a false flag. And they have rogue cops there. A militia that's been recruited by Macron that is part of that. Another aspect of this that shows the yellow vests are real is the fact that they don't have any celebrities as leaders. They don't have any Harrison Ford or Pope Francis out there pushing it. It's the common people. Number five, the globalizers have no response except for violence. Mm-hmm. Number six, there's a confusion among intellectuals. And that's not just confusion about what Macron was saying in that quote I gave you. I have no idea what he was talking about. I mean, if you were an intellectual, I still don't know if you would have any idea about what he was talking about. But they are really confused as to how to respond. These right-wing groups have begun disappearing from the street. Many of the people who are protesting are baby boomers and retirees. That's another indication that it is authentic. Another indication that it's authentic is the fact that the nightly mainstream media news here in the United States is not talking about it. Yeah. When was the last time you saw people on MSNBC and Fox News really talking much about the yellow vest? Not really. I mean, they might mention the fact that a guy got his hand blown off, but other than that, they don't really talk about it. They try to ignore it. And as he points out, that's the reason for that is usually the people who are leading these coups are often living on subsidies from Washington, D.C. establishment, people running the mainstream media news. They are not right or left, these yellow vesters. And as one of them said, look at Macron's face. He calls him Jupiter. He doesn't know what to do. He tried racism. He tried immigration. He tried bludgeoning. He had put his thugs out. He's used police violence. Prison, smoking, repression, lie, we're still out there. So we drop nothing, and we keep going, all together, without leaving anyone on the side. It's not easy. We're all different. We have different ideas, but we have a common goal. We're a lot, then, in a big family. We fight, but we meet every week, every Saturday and Sunday night, all when we can, and we forget our differences. Let me tell you something. What occasional cortex is doing is going to unite people here. And they're going to find that it's going to be the people who are low and middle income, because they're going to be hurt the most by this austerity. She thinks she can count on the Federal Reserve to suspend reality. I think the Federal Reserve has already played all their cards. I think they're not going to have any cards to play. And when we start looking at their beloved electric car, this is a canary in the coal mine right here. And it is a coal mine that is happening. Tesla had to slash their North American delivery team by more than half. Now, these are the people who are going to be, they don't have any car dealers. They deal with everybody directly. So these are the people who are going to be delivering the Model 3s to all these people. You know, we were told once upon a time that he had 400,000 or 500,000 people who had signed up, pre-booked these Model 3s, and yet now they've got more of them than they can. They haven't sold 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 of these things. And they're cutting in half their delivery team. Does that tell you that there's something wrong here? I mean, are they refunding these pre-orders, or were they BS to start with? You know, I can understand how, when you've got these freezing cold temperatures like they had in Chicago, some of the people are AAA. It was reported by AP News. It said cold weather can cut the electric car range by over 40%. So AAA did a study. They found that Tesla's range, when fully charged at 75 degrees, was 239 miles, but it fell by 91 miles, or 38%, when the temperature got down to 20 degrees. Well, it's been minus 20, minus 27, a wind chill factor of minus 75 degrees in Chicago. What does that do to their range? What does it do to their batteries? I mean, if you got a car that's a couple of years old, is it just going to die from that? I've had problems every time. I've never lived in a super cold climate like that, but whenever it turns cold, if I've got a car with an old battery, that's when it fails. Just a small drop in the temperature will cause the battery to fail. But they're talking about temperatures of just 20 degrees and losing 40% of their charge. And the same, it also affects it when it gets hot weather, 95 degrees. Well, guess what? We got a lot of days that are over 95 here in Austin. What does it do when the temperature stays above 100 degrees for several days? What does it do to your car battery then? That's the horse that they bet all their chips on. And it's not going to take them where they want to go. All right, that's it for our show today. Thank you for joining us. And, folks, if you want to keep this show going, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. They want to defund us. They want to ban free speech. They want to purge discussion off of social media. They want to purge our news apps. As I just pointed out, you know, Apple will let a Sharia app that lets them bludgeon and bully women and track them everywhere. They'll allow that to be sold, but they won't allow InfoWars to be sold. If you want to keep us going, folks, take a look at the specials we got at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for joining us.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant drink mix with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential. Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.